Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Paula Usted Inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
Actually, it's Andy Pate, party of choice.
Oh, I always laugh at that. And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, along with the talent, Anil Mathai. And on the line right now, we have Veronica Kirilenko of The New American. Veronica, did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. You do have one of those Bayaval kind of names there, just so you know. Kirilenko. Is that Russian, I assume, or is that from somewhere else?
Close enough. It's Ukrainian.
Ukrainian?
Yes, sir.
Can I bribe you with $1 billion? I just heard that with Ukrainians, that might be kind of open territory.
It works with some of the Ukrainians, but I'm a Ukrainian American, so it would not be enough. So
well,
no,
Veronica,
don't even try.
Veronica, in case you're wondering, just so you know, I'm actually of German descent, but I would just want you to know, if you want, you can bribe me with $1 billion. So anytime you want,
I wish I had $1 billion.
Okay, Veronica, we have a problem here today, and that is this: you write too many good articles.
Thank you.
And I mean it. I'm not just kissing up here. I was looking back because we had one down that was supposed to be the topic, and then I look at your latest articles. You got the Chauvin legal team seeks new trial on grounds of jury misconduct. Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. DHS considering hiring contractors to spy on domestic terrorists online. That is terrorizing. I mean, terrifying because they believe I'm a terrorist just because, you know, I'm me.
Probably.
Yeah, I didn't vote right.
You can be an extremist easily. Well, me too. And me, actually, half of the country.
Yes, exactly. Half the country is, a terror group. So, Veronica, I'm going to ask you to pick the topic because I got too many here. What would you like to talk about?
I would really like to talk about the common sense voter ID measures that would help to safeguard the U.S. elections, and the Democrats are really, really frustrated with.
You're talking about border IDs?
Oh, yes, exactly.
Okay, tell us the problem. What's going on right now? I mean, we've all heard about a lot of the problems down at the border. Basically, the Democrats want us to be fully invaded. I mean, basically it. What would you say is going on?
So what's going on is the Democrats are really outraged over the legislative push, not only Republican-run states like Georgia, Florida, Texas. Since the beginning of this year, there were 360 bills with common sense word provisions that aim at securing the integrity of our voting systems. They were introduced in 47 states in the union. But, whenever Republicans propose some common sense voter ID measures to help safeguard the U.S. elections, Democrats cry racism, you know that. From President Joe Biden to major corporations to the Hollywood celebrities, leftists say it's all about voter suppression. But you know what's surprising? That despite this loud tantrum and name-calling, black leaders and voters nationwide, they actually support these laws. You know, there was a poll, actually a couple of polls released recently. They found that 77% of Americans support mandatory voter ID. And that includes 70% of Democrats and 72% of African Americans and even 82% of other non-white minority voters. And so it's extremely popular. black leaders, they like, for example, former NFL star Burgess Owens, and he's now a freshman congressman from
Burgess
Utah.
Owens?
He said, So he says that, you know, assuming that black voters are incapable of obtaining IDs is actually true racism. He said, what I find extremely offensive is the narrative from the left that black people are not smart enough, not educated enough, not desirous enough of education to do what every other culture and race does in this country, get an ID. True racism is this, he says, it's the projection of the Democrat Party on my proud race. It's called the soft bigotry of low expectations. And, you know, many other black leaders in America agree with him, and they say that Democrats who assume that somehow black voters cannot get an ID, and quite frankly, free ID, which the government has offered to vote, is just absolute nonsense.
By the way, Veronica, I thought you said border ID at the beginning. You have a strong accent, which is very cool. Okay, so voter IDs. Every time we try to put them forward, the left basically calls them racist, which you're right. That's the racism of low expectations. How did Democrats even try to defend that? I mean, do they just brush it off? Do they have any actual defense for the fact that they're basically saying people of color are not smart enough to use an ID?
Well, no, they actually don't provide any reasonable explanation, because whenever you check with CNN or Huffington Post, it's all about just name calling and voter disenfranchisement and Jim Crow 2.0 talk. I was trying to look it up and I found nothing, because actually, if Democrats actually read and were interested in supporting the strong voting system in America, they would never oppose those laws that are being passed in the Republican-run states. Well, for example, how can you say that banning curbside voting is bad, or eliminating drop boxes, or requiring absentee voters to provide proof of identification when they turn their ballots, or, for example, requirement to cross-reference the voter rolls with death records and purge any matches, or, for example, prohibiting mailing of unsolicited absentee ballots? This is all common sense. But Democrats say that it's somehow racist. It's not. The only thing they're interested in is, you know, just securing their hold on power and federalizing and centralizing the very complicated election process in America.
Well, Veronica, I mean, the bottom line is simply this. One side wants you to make sure that every vote is a legal vote. The other side does not want you to make sure every side is a legal vote. And they can call it racism. They can call it vegetarianism. I don't care what they call it. The bottom line is this. They don't want to make sure a vote is legal. Okay? If you do not have hardcore voter ID requirements, how on earth can you make sure somebody is who they say they are when they vote? You cannot. Bottom line, they want to cheat. That's all there is to this.
Yes, I agree with you, Andy. And one of the Republican representatives, I cannot tell you who exactly who it was exactly, but he said that the purpose of these reforms is make it easier to voters for citizens to vote by making it harder for cheaters to cheat. And that's what it is all about.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect.
That is excellent. I really like that. Hey, let me ask you this. We've seen a real, you know, lashback against things like Major League Baseball and a lot of corporations like Coca-Cola who came down on Georgia. Do you see the tide turning?
What exactly do you mean?
Well, what I mean is this, Veronica. A lot of people thought that when Georgia came out with its new election laws, that they would just get shut down by the left, because the left runs everything, right? They run the media, they run big tech, they run the entertainment industry, they run the sports industry, they run everything. And so they would just come together and shout at Georgia that, Georgia, you're racist, and everyone would listen. But what's happened is this. When sports like, you know, baseball tried to come down on Georgia. Baseball lost a lot of support, big time support. When Coca-Cola came down on Georgia, Coca-Cola sales dropped like a rock. It seems to me that maybe there's a thirst out there. Sorry to say that after saying Coca-Cola. maybe there's a thirst out there for legal voting that we didn't know about. Maybe people don't want the cheaters. I see the tide possibly churning. What do you think?
Well, yes, I agree with you. And like I said, the polls, they show the overwhelming support of this voter ID laws. And yes, people vote with their dollars every day as well. And this is honestly, it's outrageous. And I know that Major League Baseball, they were pushed somehow by the Biden administration, and actually local Democrats, including notorious Stacey Abrams, she actually said that it would be a really, really bad move on the side of MLB, because she saw that the state would lose millions of dollars, and it would impact her voters too. So, yeah.
They've lost a lot of money. Did you have something to
do? Yeah, Veronica, thanks so much. I appreciate the information here. The question really is, you know, with the polls that you mentioned and everything else, I mean, the country is overwhelmingly for border security, et cetera. What do you think the communist Democrats, and I call them communist Democrats, why are they doing this when they know the majority of the people are against it? I mean, why are businesses supporting these socialist communist positions, knowing that they're actually going against, the market? Are they doing this because they believe the apathy is so strong that they're still going to, you know, move ahead and win? I don't know. This is kind of confusing for me.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've seen an enormous amount of irregularities that occurred last November, and honestly, no sane person would that wishes America to remain constitutional republic, like you said, communist, would oppose the laws that make it hard to cheat. So for the Democrats, it's all about the power. So this bill passed the House without a single Republican vote, that they called the For the People Act. It's dubbed H.R. 1, and now it's called S.1 in Senate. In reality, it would only federalize and micromanage the election process. It would impose unnecessary, unconstitutional mandates on states. It would also reverse the decentralization of the American election and essentially erase any protection of American liberty and freedom, and implement nationwide the worst changes in the election rules that occurred last year, and further damage and eliminate basic security protocols. It's all about securing their power, nothing more.
Hey, Veronica, in HB1, I think it's going to really struggle to pass, because you've got a couple key senators who are looking at that, Democrat senators who are looking at that and saying, no way, like Joe Manchin. Let me ask you this, because I haven't looked at it. Is there anything in that bill that even tries to make sure a vote is a legal vote?
Let me tell you what's in it briefly.
Sure.
Well, briefly, automatic voter registration for 60 years old. Well, actually, the bill is, you know, it's really lengthy. It's like 800 pages long.
Okay, well, so what you just said, that first step does nothing to assure that it's a legal vote.
Automatic voter registration, yes, for 16 years old. Then it would end voter ID requirements that we just discussed.
Oh, my goodness.
It would legalize ballot harvesting. Would allow the third parties collect ballots for voters and deliver them to an eligible drop-off location. Harvesters, some of whom are paid, would be allowed to collect and distribute as many ballots as they want without limitations. And of course, this practice allows for a third party to have an opportunity to tamper with ballots before they are dropped off, do whatever they want. It would also allow the Justice Department to demand the removal of social media posts. How about that? Then it would give felons the right to vote, and it would redistrict for district would be conducted through the independent commissions, meaning congressional redistricting, you know, the census data was just recently released, must be done through a state's independent redistricting commission, the bipartisan one, because Republicans have much more districts under the current law.
Well, Veronica, I didn't hear a single word in there that says we're going to make sure that a vote is a legal vote.
Yes.
Not one. In other words, bottom line is HB1, the entire thing is we want more cheating. That's all it is. I mean, it's we want more cheating. We're going to call it access because, you know, what they want to do is expand access beyond, you know, legal voters. So unbelievable. That's absolutely. But Veronica, thank you for bringing it to our attention. And I agree with you. I think it's going to go down. I don't think it's going to go through, but it's something we got to keep our eyes on. And Veronica Kirilenko, how can people read more of your stuff at The New American?
Pardon me, would you please repeat that?
Oh, yes. How can people, how can our listeners find you online and read more of your articles?
Oh, they can just go to thenewamerican.com and look for Veronica Kirilenko. And I do write a lot. I do not have a writer blog, but probably I need one, and maybe I will be working on it soon.
Yeah, you really should, because I looked at some of
your listeners to go to The New American, and it's not just me. There are just lots of bright writers and lots of very informative content, including videos. We cover COVID-19, we cover politics and education and economy. So I think it would be really, really interesting for your listeners to learn about.
Well, Veronica, thank you so much. And I just wanted to say, some of your recent articles are absolutely fascinating. I read through a couple of them before you came on. Well, thanks for joining us, Veronica. You're welcome back anytime.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet.
It's really great to talk with you.
You bet. You have a great day. Okay, folks, up next is Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Kurt Rogers would love to help with your mortgage deeds. Maybe you need to move, upgrade, buy a second house, or just refinance. Doesn't matter. Kurt's your guy. Call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe, too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, RoofMax is up next. Hey, Anil, what if you could put off roof replacement? Boy, that's hard to say. What if you could put off roof replacement for 5, 10, even 15 years? Pretty cool, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's longer than some people even own their homes. Mm-hmm. Well, at RoofMax, Dave Hart, he treats your shingles and brings them back to life, adding years and subtracting cost. Call Dave at 303-710-6916, or you can find him on klzradio.com.
Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora started out as a traditional roofer, repairing and replacing asphalt roofs. But he got so tired of the unnecessary waste. The quality of asphalt shingles has declined in recent years, leading to less and less durable roofs. Especially in Colorado, where high altitudes expose your roof to stronger UV rays that damage your shingles, combined with severe spring and summertime storms and more than twice the national average snowfall, you could end up replacing your roof every few years, paying higher and higher insurance costs. Roof rejuvenation from RoofMax offers an alternative to total roof replacement. Just one application of the all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof guaranteed. Because Dave has a background in roofing, he can provide any patches or small repairs your roof may need before applying roof rejuvenation. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with the talent Anil Mathai. Although, Anil, I got to tell you something. Veronica had such a cool accent. You're going to have to step it up.
What do you want me to do? I don't know.
You're going to have to develop a cool accent. Yeah. You know, can you do Southern?
I can't do Southern. I can try Indian, my natural one, but that'd be kind of hilarious.
Can you do Indian? Because you are Indian.
Yes, my name is Anil. Yes.
Oh, yeah. My name is Anil. Okay. I cannot do it. I sound like I'm, I sound like the guy from Simpsons.
Yeah.
Okay. Really quick here. We got a few minutes. I want to talk about Kamala Harris. And,
why?
You know,
why, Andy? I don't why know. Her? She's got 1% in the Democrat primary. I mean, she thinks,
she's running our country right now.
Oh my, it's dangerous.
It's not the cardboard cutout that's running our country. It's her. Yeah. She's the one behind it. Okay. They asked her to address some of the problems at the border. Uh-huh. You know. First of all, she has to admit there are problems at the border, but she finally admits, okay, yeah, there's a surge at the southern border. No kidding. And I want to say what her reason was that she gave it. As for the root causes, I'm quoting her.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking of corruption, violence, and poverty, the lack of economic opportunity, mm-hmm. the lack of climate adaptation and climate resilience, the lack of good governance, she said.
Uh-huh.
This is causing the surge at the border.
Oh, only our border. I mean,
only our border,
right? Climate change is just a U.S.-Mexico thing?
I guess. You know, I always thought global warming was global.
No, it's a U.S.-Mexico warming.
Climate change, climate adaptation, and climate resilience. Okay, so the climate isn't adapting enough, and it's not resilient enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks, you got to take a step back here. This is just like COVID. If we never talked about COVID, I'll get back to the client in a moment, mm-hmm. the climate in a moment. Mm-hmm. All right. Anil, if we never talked about COVID and if we never wore masks or distanced or anything like that, would you know there was COVID?
No.
Okay. If we never talked about climate change, if mm-hmm. we weren't literally beaten over the head with it every mm-hmm. day by mm-hmm. the media, entertainment, by the schools and everywhere else, would you think there was climate change?
Just our natural seasonal changes.
Yes. Okay. I'm not saying that we're not in a bit of a warming period. Yeah. Yes. The earth goes through warming periods that last a couple decades. It goes through cooling periods that last a couple few decades.
Yeah.
It goes up. It goes down. It's not always the same year to year, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Nothing is happening. These people spend unspeakable trillions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Our tax dollars.
Our tax dollars, because none of them earn anything.
No.
None of them create anything, okay? And they spend all this money addressing nothing. Absolutely nothing. So now she wants to look at the border surge.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to blame that on this phantom ghost that is climate change. And oh, by the way, Kamala, why on earth would climate change cause people to go from there to here?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said earlier, why would they not go from here to Canada?
Yeah, I haven't seen the Bahamians coming into Florida. I haven't seen the Canadians coming across the U.S. border like that. We have other neighbors also, you know. I haven't seen this kind of thing because of climate change. This is comedy show and utter dangerousness. It's utter madness. And they're spending our money, stealing our money to sell us lies.
You're totally wrong. You know what's really going on? We're burning up, and Canada had better build a wall. I mean, we're all going to be flooding north to Canada. It never occurred to her that maybe they're coming. Kamala, I'm going to help you out here. There's one word. Okay, I'm going to help you. You ready, Kamala? You listening?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you've put a sign up that says, welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, you've said, welcome. We do not care if you break the law. In fact, we want you to come here. We want to be invaded because we want to become a one-party nation. We believe that if we allow you, if we allow invaders to come in, we're the Democrat Party, right? We allow invaders to come in, we will now outnumber the other side and eliminate them. That is the only reason, the one reason, the absolutely singular reason why we are being invaded. That's it.
Andy, who is stupid enough in this nation to listen to these communist Democrats? I mean, how stupid do you have to be? I mean, there are people leaving her home state of California. Is that also driven by climate change? No, it's driven by socialism, communism, and destroying California.
You know, you just brought up a great point. People right now, folks, on the planet are moving like ants across the globe. And what are they doing? They are going directly away from every place that's run by liberals.
Mm-hmm.
Really, seriously, mm-hmm. in the city, they are running from cities mm-hmm. in America mm-hmm. to go to rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
They are mm-hmm. okay. Unfortunately, they're like locusts. They don't learn. They just go to eat another place. Okay, yes. they vote the same way.
Yeah.
But they are running from California and New York and states like that to more conservative states. They're running from liberal cities to go to more rural areas. They are running from socialist countries to come here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was just, Andy, I was just in three states. I landed like a couple hours ago from Oklahoma. I was in Oklahoma, Texas, and Florida. What freedom in the last 7 days. What freedom these states are.
What was it like, really quick here? You go into Florida. Mm-hmm. You land there. You get out of the, you know, government-run mm-hmm. whatever airport.
Mm-hmm.
And you get outside there. What's it like?
Oh, it's totally free. I mean, the businesses have their rights to decide what if you
want to
wear
a mask.
It all depends on what businesses. And, you know, people will, you know, support the businesses that align with them. And many people were not wearing masks. You know, Florida's free. Texas is free. The sad problem is, just like for those states, is a lot of people coming into Florida. Everyone's moving to these states. The problem is New York, New Jersey people are moving to Florida, and they're voting for the same losers they voted for that destroyed their home states. Texas, I have friends down there. They have people moving in from California for Republican jobs and security and all this stuff, and they're voting for the same people who destroyed California. So it's an amazing feeling, but at the same time, you're like, Texas, Florida, stop these buffoons from voting for the people who destroyed the other states. You know, so it's just a... There's some pluses and minuses, but I'm like, man, our nation has lost its mind in a lot of areas.
Yeah, this is why I call them locusts,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
Locusts, grasshoppers, you know, mm-hmm. big mm-hmm. big fields and swarms of locusts,
mm-hmm.
they don't build anything.
They just destroy.
They don't create anything.
Yeah.
And so because people always wonder, my gosh, how can they go from a state that's been ruined by socialist policies and bring those policies to another place?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is very simple, folks. Mm-hmm. They don't care about building something that works. They care about consuming what has worked.
Yeah. And
okay. They're there to consume. They are there to consume you. They're there to consume everything you've built, and then they'll move on. They always believe there's one more place they can move on to. A locust does not think in terms of what can I build and what can I earn. They think in terms of what can I consume and what can I destroy.
Yeah, no, Democrats have destroyed everything they have touched, everything. They are professional thieves. They have destroyed people's lives, families, all this stuff with their attempted utopia, which never exists. So we have to stand against them and fight against them, their policies. But, these other states that I went to in the last couple of days, they're freedom states, and they're fighting back hard, and we got to do the same thing here in Colorado.
Yes. And, you know, I think the basic thing, Anil, is this. We have to change our messaging because these people are flooding in,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're flooding into Colorado, not because we are a, you know, capitalist place. We're not. We're a socialist state now. Mm-hmm. We're a blue state.
We're like fourth in unemployment.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, we've been crashing. It's yeah. it's horrible what Polis has done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is unbelievably bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a locust.
Mm-hmm.
He is. Okay. He brought his peeps in mm-hmm. and they're feeding on us mm-hmm. right now. And that's what they're doing. Well, when these people come in from other states, we have to convince them of one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do not vote for what you fled.
Mm-hmm.
Do not vote for what you fled. Because they don't think in those terms. So we have to wake that up. That's in their minds. If we wake it up in their minds, we got to let them know. Do not vote for what you fled. Or otherwise, what you have here is going to become what you fled.
That's correct.
And by the way, folks, that same message applies for illegal immigrants or immigrants of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't vote for what you fled.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats want you to come here illegally because that way we can bring you in with no limits on the numbers. And that way you can vote them in. But if you vote them in, they want to run things exactly like what you fled.
legal immigrants like my family and others love this country. They follow the laws of America. They're waiting in embassies and consulates around the world to follow our laws and come in here. How in the world can you even say that someone who came in here illegally has respect and love for America when you can't even follow the first law we have? It's called an immigration law, respectfully. I'm not talking about asylum seekers. I'm talking generally the issues. So, you know, our country is a great land of immigrants, and we fight and want everyone to thrive. But the ones who follow the laws, the legal, they're the amazing people. They're the examples we need to take a look at. And the thousands of them all over the world wanting to come here. And here we are doing this, destroying our nation with open borders.
Oh, they're the greatest Americans around. Absolute greatest Americans around are the immigrants who come here and understand. Hey, one last question, because then we got to go to break. Should be quick. Here it comes. What benefit do Democrats give to coming here legally versus illegally?
There's no benefits. I mean, there's none.
Absolutely none.
Yeah. They thrive off of people who want to behave just like them. They want to break the laws, and they want to destroy the country. And that's what these people are coming in. They're coming in with no respect of the nation. They're breaking our laws, and they're stealing our taxpayers' hard-earned money.
That's why we call you the talent, sir. That's why we call you the talent.
It's just the truth. It's not the talent. It's the truth.
Game, set, and match. No, that was perfect. Okay, let's take a break here. Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Don't wait 5 years before you retire to start planning for it.
Too late.
Yes, too late. Too late. Folks, that's the worst time. Start 15, 20, 25 years ahead. The further, the better. And who should you call? Al Smith at Golden Eagle. Al maximizes every year you plan in advance. So give him a call at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
Before you make any decisions about specific strategies to collect your retirement funds, you need to picture yourself in retirement. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, meets with plenty of people who have never thought about how they will spend their retirement years. So he starts every consultation with an exercise in imagination. You probably have a plan bouncing around in your brain somewhere. Starting a business, traveling overseas, volunteering at your church, going on a mission trip, moving closer to family. Al will help you to envision, after decades of hard work, finally having enough time to do what you want. As you describe your future goals, Al will establish a realistic projection of what you'll need in retirement. Start planning early so most of your retirement income can be tax-free. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair is up next. Do you want a deal on auto service? Well, veterans, first responders, and Costco members all get 15% off service right now at Extreme. And even if none of these apply to you, there are coupons available at ExtremeAutoRepair.com, or you can give them a call at 303-841-1071. Great service, great deals, Extreme Auto Repair.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online. klzradio.com/accountable.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Liz Cheney should not be in a leadership position in the Republican Party. And Mitt Romney needs to hear how Americans feel about his betrayal. And establishment Republicans better wake up and recognize that we're here to stay. You're not going to erase us.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Anil Mathai. And on the line right now, we have Laura Zorich from Freedom Works, the Director of Education Reform. Laura, how are you today?
I am great, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on. By the way, did I say it right, Zorich?
Yes, it's Zorich.
Z-O-R-C. You got to tell me where that's from. Which planet? Name one.
Well, in my husband's family, I think it's Slovenian.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very cool, actually. I really like it. Okay, Laura, you got to help us out here. I believe you're here to talk about critical race theory in the schools. But before you race into that, can you please tell us what is it? Because I've heard like five different definitions.
Well, basically what it is, it's teaching an ideology that basically that we, America, has been racist from the very beginning, and it's baked into our society. And so what the critical race theory tries to do, it tries to label our everyone and try to compare and especially in our schools, what we're seeing is they're trying to label the levels of whiteness. And it's just an indoctrination that they're pushing through our schools. And we're also seeing it in our workplaces, too, the trainings that are happening, unconscious bias, courageous conversations. So they have so many different names for this.
Laura, can you explain for me how they justify the labeling? And what I mean is this. You know, when we talk about genders now, everybody on the left says, don't label me, right? But when it comes to race, they want nothing but labels. It's almost like we need to wear a tag on us, white, Hispanic, black, or whatever, everywhere we go. All they do is fixate on race night and day, top to bottom. How do they justify that?
Well, and that's exactly what doesn't make sense, because we see endlessly these ads that love has no labels, and they don't want labels on anyone.
Right.
But when it comes to critical race theory, they want to put levels of identity on individuals based on how much they align to what they think is your level of whiteness. For example, it starts from the top to the bottom. There's about 8 different categories they'll put you in. Either you're a white supremacist, a white privileged, all the way down to a white traitor and a white abolitionist. So what they do is they give our kids these surveys, and they ask them to fill out these surveys, which seems quite innocent. Filling out a survey, you wouldn't think that's too harmful. But what happens, based on how you score on that survey, then they give you the label on how many points you score. And if you are a white supremacist, they're going to separate those students over into one group. Then if you're a white traitor, those students go into another group. And then they have different lesson plans that they have to help individuals walk through their bias that they don't even know they have.
This is absolute sickness. This is absolute sickness, carving up our young people into groups like that. Mm-hmm. What, Laura, whatever happened to using classes in schools to equip kids to succeed in the world, to get better jobs? What does any of this have to do? Even if let's say I agreed with it, and I don't, it's racism. It's right. National. It's a national revenge tour. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. But let's say I even agreed with it, Laura. How does it help this kid get a better job?
Well, and that's right, Andy. You look at nationally what level our kids are able to read on grade level by third grade. in most states, it's less than 50% of our kids can even read on grade level. And on top of that, 50% of our kids can do the math that they're supposed to be doing. So what we're seeing now across the country, because AP advanced placement classes are now classified as racist because it's part of the systemic racism, only the privileged kids are able to go into the advanced placement. You have counties across the country that are eliminating our advanced placement. So what is that? That is actually, we are going toward a system of socialism. It is very scary.
You know, Laura, it's sickening for me because my entire life was changed by a black man. Okay. He doesn't even know I'm saying this right now, but wherever you are, Mike Jones, who was my master sergeant, my tech sergeant in the Air Force, turned around my life. Okay. Didn't matter what color he was. Big Mike took me a loudmouth. Well, I'm still loudmouth, but you know what I mean? He took me this, uncontrolled young guy who was way too emotional, and he showed me how to be a professional in life, mm-hmm. and it changed my life. Mm-hmm. But now in the schools, Laura, we're trying to divide by race rather than unite by excellence. Mike united by excellence and drove me to it.
Yes, that's exactly right, and that's what parents want. We do not want you judging our children based on the color of their skin. If you want to judge them on anything, judge them on their character. That's what they should be judged on. Are they a kind person? Are they a person of integrity? And so forth. That would be the safe thing to do, but they are taking us down a very dangerous road, and that's why you're seeing parents across the country step up and speak out at these school board meetings. And you have school board members that are trying to speak out against this, and they are actually getting harassed by the community and leaders within the school district pushing back against these good school board members. So for your listening audience, if you have a school board member that's standing up against this, you need to be supporting them, because they are probably getting pressure and harassment from all different angles.
That is a great point. And by the way, let me touch on a word that you mentioned earlier, privilege. You know what privilege is, Laura? Privilege is something they accuse people of because those people are not demonstrating any racism. Okay? So you take these white people who aren't racist at all. They love all people equally. So they say, well, I don't have any evidence of racism here. What can I accuse them of? Okay, I'll accuse them of simply having privilege.
And that is exactly right. What one thing that they are trying to push among people across in our schools, our teachers are having to go through this sensitivity training, and they are really trying to push the fact, the reason that you can't identify it is because you're naive. You don't realize you're doing it. So it's just a really convoluted, messed up system that we have right now. And now we have the Biden administration. Their priorities come out on with the Department of Education. And one of his priorities that he has is he wants to implement U.S. history and civics. And part of that is he wants to incorporate the teachings of the critical race theory and how our states are going to bring this in. First of all, the federal government should not be dictating what curriculum that we bring into our states. But no. How they're going to do it is this. They're going to be dangling this carrot of these grant opportunities. So once those states apply for those grants and receive that money, they're going to be tied to the curriculum that the Department of Education wants them to have, which is the critical race theory ideology is going to be baked into that. And it's really a dangerous path that we're going in right now in our country.
Laura, hi, this is Anil Mathai, and just, you know, I'm with you 100%. I mean, the thing here is just this is amazing. I don't see them trying to introduce more white players into the NBA. You know, I don't see them.
Yeah, you got to balance it out.
Yeah, if that's the case, if we're looking for racial balance, that should be the case because it's predominantly black. I don't see that with soul music. I don't see that with rap music. I don't see them doing any of that stuff. I don't think they're ever going to bring that to the table here. I, you know. I'm with you. I think our nation has just gone mad. We are Americans. We're united in our Constitution. We're not united in our moral values, in our ideals, and we all have to be one. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, of Mexican descent, or any Hispanic descent. When you're at the Olympics, we all cheer for the American flag. So I'm with you 100%. We got to fight against it, because what they're trying to do is divide and conquer. And race is an easy thing here in America to deal with, because that's, you know, it's a thing that they just want to keep using as a scapegoat. So I'm with you 100%. We got to fight this and destroy the CRT nonsense.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's why I'm on shows like this one, because across the country, our parents need to realize, they need to wake up, they need to get down to their school board meetings, they need to be looking at their children's curriculum, their books, their online materials, and they need to be reading through it and seeing what their kids are being taught, because it is coming in. And secondly, they need to be getting to their school board meetings, and they need to be identifying what is the school board adopting. Are they adopting the type of materials that's implementing this? And thirdly, one thing that we're doing here with FreedomWorks through Building Education for Students Together, we're out advocating, recruiting, and training our parents to run for school board, because we need like-minded parents to be on the school board so that we can take our schools back, because yeah. This is absolutely crazy what's going on in our country. And as parents, these are our children. They're not the government's children, and it's our job to be raising our kids.
Amen.
Hey, Laura, I need to ask you one last thing. Got just a minute left here, and that's it. The what do you tell that parent, though, who says, man, it's scary. I go to that school board. First of all, they bring in a bunch of their activists backing them up. I'm shouted down. The school board itself doesn't care. Liberals flat out do not care what you have to say. They are there to intimidate you. What do we do to help that person who is frightened?
Well, our parents need to have enough information, and they need to realize that this is our children's future that we're fighting for. Like Ronald Reagan said, we're one generation from extinction. We as parents, I don't care if you're afraid or not, I'm a very bashful behind-the-scenes person, but Andy, we have to stand up for our kids. And as moms and dads, that is our job. And even if you're afraid, you've got to do it afraid, because our kids' future is worth it. That's what I tell them.
Yep. All right, Laura Zorich, thank you so much. How can people connect with you at FreedomWorks?
We have a website that we launched, and it's parentsknowbest.com.
Parentsknowbest.com. All right, fantastic, Laura. Thank you so much, and you're welcome back anytime.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, let's take a timeout. We'll be right back on Rush to Reason at KLZ 560.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket, so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations, because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others, so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now a good shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A good shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Soviet dictator Vladimir Lenin said that America will spend itself out of existence. Is that the goal of the Harris-Biden administration's America's Jobs Plan? Kim Munson here. Friday, economic historian Dr. Brian Dmitrovic will share his thoughts on this proposed $2 trillion spending bill. Hal Van Herke, entrepreneur and owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, will also comment on this proposed massive spending legislation. My friend and patriot Helen Mitchell will be in studio co-hosting the show. All this Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Anil Mathai. Anil, we got about 40 seconds here. What do people do to get, when they're terrified, to get in front of that city council or to make their voices heard?
Think about their children. Think about their family. Think about leaving a great legacy. Focus on them, not the opponents or the threats or anything. They're all worthless and waste of time. Focus on the legacy they're going to leave. So that's how you get courage. You fight for something everlasting.
Can I throw in one last piece of advice?
Of course.
Come with a large group.
Yes, yes.
With friends. You got to have a mob to match a mob, folks. Am I right?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, there you go. Right from Anil Mathai, we call him the talent for a reason. Yes, we do. Okay, that's it for hour number two, folks. In the next hour, we are joined by our VATA councilman, and he's going to have a lot of advice on this as well, John Marriott. I know you're all wondering, what can be done to fight all these restrictions, keep lunatics off these councils? John's fighting the fight. So keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.